Welcome back to the Power Hour. Now, I said this yesterday with Dr. Group. One of the pleasures about being here is the people that you meet, the quality of people. People who like truth, people who like to help people who like health, people who like people to be successful and free. There's a certain energy to them. And it certainly is the case with our next guest, Wayne Elliott, for the last 20 plus years, has been almost obsessed about people's health, starting with his own, his family's, people around him, now people across the country, and advocating a strong natural health advocate. Of course, he talks about Strauss products, other things. We're going to get into all those things. Wayne Elliott, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. Great to be back with you.
Yes, very good. Has the world gone? It's been a while since you and I have been on the interviewed. I know Uncle Kevin's been here, or you filled in for us and things like that. Has the world gone crazy since last time we talked?
Well, I sure think it has, Daniel. And there's some conspicuously absent answers to questions. And I was just talking to my wife and saying, I heard on the news that they have these drive-through testing sites, and in America they're doing 700,000 people a day. And they just, in this newscast, said they were putting in another lane for those with symptoms. So you're testing hundreds of thousands of people that either don't have it or don't have any symptoms. And the cost of this, Daniel, has got to be something else. It's got to be something else. And I don't mean just the cost of the testing, just all this effort, people not working and trying to be safer than we can possibly be. We cannot be as safe as we want to be. If you don't mind, this newscast about 2 weeks ago in Las Vegas, the casino restaurant opened. And they're very large restaurants. They're buffet lines and all. So the newscaster was there, and they put plexiglass between each table, but they're only going to set people at every other table, so that's double plexiglass. And they were going to have two attendants wiping surfaces with disinfectants all the while, 24 hours a day when the restaurant's open. And yet the waiter and waitress, unless they're just waiting on one table, and that's not practical, one table per shift, they can be in a hazmat suit. They can be as protected as you want them to be, but if they're going table to table, we may as well all be sitting together with no dividers. And so in each of their plans, there's a real, how about airplane travel and trains and subways? And, you can go into some places here. They're now just putting into law, I don't know for how long, bylaws, Daniel, in our cities here in Niagara that you must wear a mask if you're indoors with other people. And we're going backwards here, and there's hardly any new cases in Canada. And some of the provinces, if we were to go into another province, we got to quarantine for 14 days, and we go there, some of these provinces.
So your neighboring province or like one far away or what? So if you go to the neighboring province, you got to quarantine?
I believe there's now four provinces in Canada that if you go there, one you cannot. Prince Edward Island is not letting anybody on there unless you've got a PEI license tag. So they've just kept everyone out.
What is that? What's a PDI license tag? What is that?
Well, Prince Edward Island. It's our smallest province. It's an island. And we now have a bridge to it, the famous Confederation Bridge. And the other way off it is by ferry. It used to be ferry on and a ferry off. Well, now they put this bridge in. It's a 7-mile-long bridge over the ocean. And so you can come and go on the bridge, or you can come and go on the ferry, or one way on the ferry, one way on the bridge. But you can't get on the island if you have a out-of-province license plate. You can't get on the ferry.
Oh, a license plate in the car. Okay, I see.
Yeah, so you can't cross the bridge. But the other maritime provinces, if you're from outside the Maritimes, you have to quarantine for 14 days when you get there. And they're talking about this now in two of our western provinces. And as things get better, they're tightening down more. Where we are here in Niagara, Daniel, we're still in phase two, and the Canadian-U.S. border is not opening. They just delayed that another month to August 21st or 5th. And yet they've continued the help to citizens and businesses, the pay for nothing, really money, the help money. They've extended that till December. So very
in Canada,
hard to get
till
a part-time
December.
Worker in Canada. Can't get a part-time worker. They're getting $500 a week to stay home.
Well, why would they? I mean, if you paid me $500 to stay home or $500 for me to go to work, I'd probably stay home too.
I was going to fill out an application, Daniel, but I figured they'd catch me.
My cousin, let me tell you about my cousin in North Carolina. She has when I say a spa business, I mean, this is a nice spa. This isn't like just, you know, a little room where people massage. She has a full service, nice spa, nice establishment, been open 20 years. She is still not open. She is still not open because the people won't, they're getting paid more. A lot of her people are getting paid more to sit at home than actually come to work. So how can she open? She can't even open. Yeah. You mentioned quarantine, Hawaii. Now, Hawaii's economy is built on, I would say, pineapples and tourism. I mean, that would be Hawaii's economy, right? Pineapples and tourism. Maybe flowers.
Fun.
That's about it. That's it. The governor there says if you go to Hawaii, you got to quarantine, self-quarantine for 14 days at your own expense. So you go on a vacation to Hawaii. You want to go on a 7-day vacation? It's got to be 21 days, and 14 of it got to be sitting in your hotel.
Wild.
I mean, how is this? The schools, they're discussing opening schools here. And I say this because I want to hear, you know, if you've heard anything about schools in Canada. Here, North Carolina is one of the states, a few others. They're going to open for 2 days. So the school will be open for 2 days, not five. The kids got to wear a mask 100% of the time. They're going to get a lot of indoctrination and how to, you know, social distance and all this. Please answer me how it's okay for a school to be open 2 days. It's safe for it to be open 2 days, but not five. If it's safe to open for 2 days, why isn't it safe to open for 5 days? That's my question.
Well, we got exactly the same things being talked about in Ontario schools. 2 days on, the rest of it virtual learning. But boy, what a deal for the parents who expected to have children in school a certain number of hours every day, like always, like we always did. And, you know, no time limit on this. They're not even talking about. In fact, they've really said the old normal will never be again. What does that mean, Daniel? Does that mean stay out of the restaurant business, stay out of the public gathering business, no more banquets? You know, and this is... It's insane, really, because you look at the death rate, and you at least agree that the numbers are fudged. Dr. Fauci requested that they call anything they could corona.
Yeah, Russ Limbaugh.
Doctors have done that.
Yeah, Russ Limbaugh was talking about a guy who just got shot. A guy just got shot. He died of a gunshot wound, and on his death certificate, said died of coronavirus. died of coronavirus. He was shot.
They get paid.
Well, they do get paid, the hospitals and that, but why Fauci's out intentionally costing the system money, I don't know. I don't know what's, I haven't kept up on the news, honestly, but I'm surprised he hasn't fallen out of favor with Trump before now. And I wonder what the odds are of replacing him. Familiarity breeds contempt, boys. He's been in that job 35 years now. Come on.
Well, I think he has fallen out of favor, but he's very connected. This is a high level shell game here. I mean, this isn't common sense and logic and doing what's right has little to do with what we've seen. So, what is the general attitude of the average Canadian? Do you have a kind of a pulse of that?
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised if we weren't divided as we seem to be generally here in Canada, like you folks are in America now on politics and whatnot, but I think we're divided, and I think there are so many people that work for the government one way or another in Canada. I believe it's like 35 or 40% of us that wow. there's so many of them with all the entitlements and pensions and guarantees and being paid now while this is going on in full pension time counting and all. I think they're all in favor of staying home, being safe, close the border. The people that still have to are going without their living, their earnings, or being paid part of it by the government or whatever it is, but things aren't, they're not working. I think a lot of them feel the opposite way. And the people who are running businesses and who have jobs that they like, this is the pain that we're putting on ourselves and the length of time we're going to extend this over, we're going to be sorry, I think.
You're in business. You have a unique business. I don't know if it's affected the same way, but as you look across business there in Canada, has it been devastated just like in America? Excuse me. In America?
Sure. Look at the steel industry. America used to be the world's number one steel maker. Now China makes almost 800% more, eight times more than America. It's far and away number one now in steel. But you look at the steel industry, it's running in North America at about 52%, I understand. And break even for that industry is around 72%. So, you know, we're a long way, and they're essential industries, so, but we're a long way from their break even. And, you know, Daniel, I worry about, if you just consider the unemployment figures, the 41 million or so in America and the 4 million or so in Canada, I just have to believe there's going to be less cars, less refrigerators, less stoves and ovens, and less of everything bought. You just can't create hardship for that number of people and not see it in the markets. You know, if you can't afford it, doesn't mean you're going out to buy two snowmobiles to make up for the neighbor that couldn't afford one. So this is going to last a long time, and the financial position that both countries are in, and I think most countries in the world, the debt situation, and between that and the debt individuals are in, Wall Street lives on debt, so you know they're in debt. And all these companies on the stock market, that's what they do, is borrow as much as they can, use other people's money. I'm just afraid that it's a house of cards, Daniel, and when that bottom part of the foundation that right now is built in sand gives way, you know, housing in Canada is up, Daniel. It's like the stock market, it's up. Housing's
wow.
up in major
wow.
cities in Canada, 10 to 12%. It's a global anomaly. What costs in America in Cleveland $200,000, here is $750,000 Canadian.
What?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I don't know
Why?
If it's because we're so small and then we have enough immigrants and people retiring from Toronto. And in Toronto, they'll get $1.5 million for their homes. They can come here and spend $750,000 and still have a nice nest egg left over. So. The space is just filling up with homes. They're nice homes. That's the kind of the average cost, $600,000 to $750,000. And but I don't know how young people are ever going to manage, Daniel. How do you start out when that's the deal to want to buy a home?
Well, that's kind of similar to California here. You know, people live in a shotgun shack in California, and the thing costs $400,000. You know, or something close to that. So then, you know, if they live in any kind of nice house, it might be $1 million. You know, $1 million. Plus for an average small three bedroom, two bath home in some of these areas. So they're moving and they're migrating to, you know, Idaho, to Texas, to different places like that. I'm with this puzzles me, and I think it's very important. I see no, how in the world could real estate be worth more a year from now today than it is right now? There's no way.
How can the stock market be where it is? Given all the rest of the collapse, damage, carnage,
yes.
people out of work, you know, it's it doesn't add up, Daniel, I guess is what I'm saying. But we've never been, the economist told us the last few years, we've never been closer to the deepest recession in 100 years, or excuse me, in 50 years, which would have included the 70s, early 70s recession. I just started out in business then, and that was a tough one. It went on for a few years. And then when it came out, geez, there was certainly a boom that lasted for 10 years. And scrap metal prices went from terrible lows to historical highs, for example, in 1974. But I don't know this time. The big difference between then and now is we're in a lot more debt, both individually, corporations, and the government, than we were anywhere near. Trudeau Senior didn't get his hands on us till 1968 and start dumping money here in Canada.
Do you
now
see
his
any?
Son's in his second term, and he just can't quit it either. Giving money away, just can't quit it. And,
do you see any good news from this? Is there any silver lining here that you're seeing?
Well, I got to believe that good people that are willing to work will have jobs, and those that aren't, maybe have been getting away without putting in a decent day's work for a decent day's pay, maybe they'll have more trouble. Our economy's changing. Amazon's run off its feet, Daniel, and I just don't know how that's really safer. You don't know how many hands that package went through, where it was made, who packaged it, shipped it to Amazon, how many people touched it there, who trucked it, what truck did it come in, and how was the guy's hygiene that day when he delivered your package. So how are we safer with this stuff? But people have been scared into believing that we are, and scared half to death, really. And that's just the worst human emotion is fear, because you can't use your own common sense. I don't know. It's. I got to tell you, thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer's formulas, and that I've been able to keep working all through this, and our companies have considered essential services. Because I don't know. I've been feeling the stress as it is, and I know people who are wondering whether they got a job and when. And they have bills and family, you know, your heart bleeds for them. But I don't see a lot of right moves being made. If this was a big business and I was at the wheel, Daniel, there'd be a few things different, I can tell you.
Let me ask you this, talking about going towards a silver lining. I see a heck of a lot of people who are scared out of their mind, and they look at you funny if you don't have a mask on. I'll give you that. But I'm also seeing... maybe it's a minority. I don't know. Maybe it's growing. I don't know. I don't know what you think, Uncle Kev, but there's a mass of people here. They're like, this is all bull crap.
Yeah. Garbage.
This is garbage. I'm not letting a bunch of idiots in government ruin my 40-year-old business or my family's business or they're, I think they're getting fed up and sick of it. I think there's a silver lining to that. Do you agree, Wayne, or do you see that up there in Canada, or what?
Well, I guess with politics, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and safety is something that, you know, nobody argues with safety. So these liberal-minded people, for the most part here, are getting away with that and trying to be. It's fear of our own mortality. They can kid you all they like, and as far as I'm concerned, Daniel, of course you're concerned about your mom or your dad. If you have either or both still with you, of course you are. But are you willing to give up the rest of your and your children and grandchildren's future to try and save people who are in the last years of their life, if that's the goal here? Because they were the people that died, Daniel. If you take away the over 70-year-olds, this isn't as bad as the average flu so far. It's not as bad as the average flu.
I'm of the same.
In terms of death toll every
yes.
year. So many people not even knowing they have it. Holy doodle. It makes me wonder. I guess that's maybe the case with influenza B, that maybe there's just a ton of us that actually have it but don't have any symptoms. You know, we all know what it's like to have the symptoms when you have the flu. It's nasty. But, you know, I wonder of all these drive-thrus, Daniel, 700,000 people a day, why aren't we getting more figures then if they got all this, these right at hand, these statistics available? And why aren't they telling us that, yes, there was 180,000 infected, but none of them had symptoms? Well, so how serious is it, fellas? This is the part that's getting me. When this is all over with, there's going to be 7.8 billion of us left here in the world, 7.8 billion and growing.
We got a couple of minutes before the first break, and then, we're going to get to some of the different products you mentioned and some of the really miracles that have gone on in people's life. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my experience. We got a couple minutes in this segment. What do you think is coming this fall? What's your instinct? You know, you got good instinct. What's your instinct say, you know, the rest of the year is going to be like?
I think our leaders are going to keep the border closed for the rest of the year. And this is just a wild guess, Daniel, and I'm guessing that, I don't know, up to half of Canadians would be in favor of that, up to half. And it's just hard to say. They keep putting things off, and yet schools are going to open 2 days a week. And this half-pregnant stuff doesn't work, Daniel. We can't be as safe as we're trying to be. It's impossible if you think about it. It's impossible.
From the very beginning, there's a story. Walmart is now saying you have to have a mask to go into a Walmart now. I mean, they've just incrementally, you know, dog trained us into accepting this. Walmart's been at the forefront of this dog training exercise.
Yeah,
and
they're
doing
it here too, Walmart is. And you should see the lineups outside these stores. Good Lord. There wasn't lineups ever before at these stores. All these stores. The liquor store, I went there for a get together on the weekend and, stood there like a sheep, 6 feet apart, waiting my turn. I thought somebody might come out and give me a cookie or something for being a good boy, but they didn't. And, you know, in that lineup of people, there was maybe one in four or five that did have a mask on. So if they, you know, it's like the vaccine, Daniel. Why would they ever consider it being mandatory? If the vaccine worked, and I'm not saying anything one way or another, I'm just not going to get it. If the vaccine worked, then theoretically, aren't they protected then? So anybody who chose not to get a vaccine, aren't we just risking ourselves?
Well, you're making way too much sense for me, Wayne. I mean, if the vaccine works, what do you care if I get it if it works for you?
That's right.
Yeah, here's the difference, boys. If they managed to do the whole world, I did the math. I would do the math on this stuff. And to do the whole world's about $30 trillion. That's if they can produce it for $1,000 a dose, like they said Bill Gates approximates. So maybe it's going to be $1,400 a dose. But anyway, he says it'll be about $1,000 a dose, he believes. How does he know that? They haven't got the darn thing yet.
Another great question. There's the music.
Croc. I'd like to get Bill on the show and ask him a few questions.
Yeah, I would too. Please take that creepy grin off your face. Start with. We'll stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Power Hour. More with Wayne Elliott.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. Big we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877
1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
May you live in interesting times. That's a Chinese curse. I don't know if you knew that, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Chinese curse. You know, it's better to live in just peaceful, kind of boring times. Right. You want to raise a family? Have boring. You want boring times.
That's
right. You want the '50s.
Yeah.
You don't want the 2020. It's been a crazy year. You need to be prepared. I don't know what else to tell you. And so the vitamins, the supplements, the what have you at the Power Mall are essential. And this is Joyce's mission from 20 plus years ago. You want the best place. You want the things that work. You want to buy from the good guys. You don't want to support Amazon. You want to increase your vitality. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. That's really our mission. And that's where the Power Mall comes in. Specifically, Wayne's on now. I mention this probably every other day. I say this. The most profound product the Power Mall has ever sold from Joyce all the way till present is the heart drops. And when I say profound, I mean virtually miracles happening. People go to their doctor. The doctor says, well, I don't know. We may have to cut your leg off here in the next 6 months if things don't improve. They get on the heart drop 6 months later. Well, your leg's getting better. We don't have to cut it off. We may have to do heart surgery. Oh, we don't have to do heart surgery anymore. Can you imagine what that means? Can you imagine how that affects you from a simple supplement that you can get at the Power Mall? That's what people have told us. I'm not making claims. I'm telling their story. This is what they have told us. If the FDA wants to have a problem with that, well, then go talk to them.
Yeah.
Maybe they can investigate. You know, this is big news. Maybe they should go investigate why people don't get their leg cut off.
They ain't going to do that.
So the Strauss products are absolutely first-rate. World class, one of the greatest herbal families in the 20th century certainly is the Strauss family, and we got the kidney support and the CardioCom also going with this are extremely beneficial, and we're seeing a lot of reports on that. You've been on that kidney support now for a while.
It's changed my sleeping pattern for sure. I used to wake two or three times a night. Now I wake up one.
I didn't have the same, you know, I'm younger than you, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess I'm younger, so I don't have, but the kid, I've noticed a difference.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I don't want to talk about bathroom etiquette, but, you know, the way you go, I've noticed the difference.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. Truly amazing. I mean, what a change in my life, you know? Especially if you don't wake, you know, you wake up three times a night. One of those times you might not go to sleep, you know? It's like, you know,
and now you're really in trouble.
The next day is like, oh my gosh.
Changing your life, yes. One person at a time. Of course, Dr. Pfeiffer, the Tranquil and the REM sleep have really transformed people's lives. All this and more at the Power Mall, now on sale. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Getting back to Wayne Elliott, natural health advocate, just all around good guy, one of the greatest Canadians alive, far as I could tell.
Yeah, I concur.
Wayne, tell me, before we get into some of the specifics about what it's doing, what have you, on a bigger level, with this coronavirus and being sick, if you're taking heart drops or some of these other things, how is that helping your body fight off infection and things also?
Well, what it's doing, you know, Daniel, whether it's a virus or some of the many creatures that can
and bacteria
and so forth that can invade us, or it's cancer, the best thing that we can do is keep our immune system as strong and support it and keep it as strong as we can keep it. That's our Defense Department. You know, nobody understands that better than the American people, the importance of the Defense Department. So our immune system is our Defense Department. So, you know, the Stroh's Heart Drops, the main ingredient, and I think it's, I don't know if it's coincidence or not, Daniel, I had nothing to do with making it. Jim and Peter Stroh's made the Heart Drops 40 years ago for Jim. But it just so happens the main ingredient is aged garlic extract. And that's the single best immune support substance on earth. And that's the main ingredient of the Stroh's Heart Drops is aged garlic extract. It's aged perfectly. It's the full strength. And then all of those other great heart-healthy herbs that go with it, like hawthorn berries and leaves and white willow bark and European mistletoe and bilberry and motherwort. It's just a perfect group of herbs and perfect combination, perfect proportion, and boy, does it work. So you're supporting your immune system when you're taking a product like Stroh's Heart Drops with the aged garlic extract as a main ingredient. It has cayenne pepper and other fine medicinal herbs in it. So there's that. There's the cold storm, which people, it sells very well, I know. I haven't used it or needed it myself, but again, garlic is the main ingredient, and boy, it sells well. And people have claimed that it's got rid of a cold faster, they felt, or they didn't get a cold, and they figure it helped them. The other product, and there's something really cool about cold storm and smooth oregano, Daniel. The smooth oregano is easy to take. Tastes like spearmint. First time in my life I could take oil of an oregano product and not suffer with it. So the smooth oregano is great. Both those products, smooth oregano and cold storm, are approved in Canada for expecting mothers and children. And that's a fairly unusual designation,
yes,
for a natural health product. They just always exclude them. Well, these are specifically approved for expecting mothers and children, so 100% safe. Boy, do they work. I tried the smooth oregano, of course, and boy, if you have yeast or any of that, which I did, in you, that certainly looks after it. And when we kill something like yeast in our bodies, that oregano will do, our body wants rid of them. So, you know, you'll know that it's working when you take that. But the Stroh's Heart Drops are the lead product, really, and Daniel, they're to clear your arteries, veins, to the tiniest vessels, to your eyes, ears, and skin, and give you 100% blood flow everywhere you're supposed to have it. You know, it was 20 to 25 years ago when I was Eastern Canadian distributor for Stroh's. We had 1,200 confirmed canceled bypass surgeries in Eastern Canada. Now, we know there were more because some people didn't want to bother speaking to us after we had a representative called everyone, every single buyer of Stroh's Heart Drops. I'd say half the people didn't want to talk or they were shy or we interrupted their dinner or something. But we did confirm 1,200, and that included my dad, who had his canceled at the Boston Medical Center, my best friend and former teammate, Joe, who had his canceled at General Hospital in Hamilton, and myself, who never entertained it in the first place, Daniel, but I sure would have, if I'd left it up to doctors, I would have had open heart surgery as well. And
explain this. When people, if they've never heard about this product before and they're listening to you, they're like, what are you talking about? What is this, some snake oil? I mean, what in the world? Explain exactly what you're talking about when you're saying their bypass surgery is canceled. Why?
Well, just canceled because they no longer needed it. When I went to a vascular surgeon, Daniel, years ago, because I got dizzy one night in a grocery store with my wife in Cleveland, it was a potluck supper family reunion, and my wife was getting in there getting supplies for her dish, and my eyes went funny and I didn't feel just right. Went back to her house and went to sleep, and I never had that happen again. But I told my doctor, and he said, "Well, that's, you know, that could be a bad sign." Made me an appointment with a vascular surgeon. I went to get a vascular ultrasound, and I was 50 to 60% blocked in my carotid arteries. So I was a prime candidate for a stroke, and I knew my heart arteries were not full blood flow as well. I had angina. And so in between getting an appointment here, it took 7 months to get an appointment with a vascular surgeon. And I made the appointment because I wanted to hear what he'd say. I was familiar with the procedure, and I had no intention of him scraping out my carotid arteries, because the biggest risk is a stroke. They miss a chunk, and it gives you a stroke. And sure enough, when I did finally get to before the doctor, it's in big block letters at the bottom of the page they give you when you get there. When I went to see the vascular surgeon, they sent me for a vascular ultrasound first in the same building. And my carotid arteries were down to 25 to 30% blocked. And this doctor said to me, "At your age, we wouldn't propose to do anything with you." And I said, "Well, that's great news, Doc." But for 7 months, I'll tell you, Daniel, I really took full dosage of those heart drops. And so I did it religiously because I was scared.
So and, let's get this straight for everybody. So you were 50 to 60% blocked. You got on the heart drops. And then about 7 months or so later, it was down to about 25 to 30%.
That's right. And I have never taken them regularly since then, Daniel, because I'm obviously prone to this. Now, you know, I've admitted before about my diet of tremendous number of milk and milkshakes and the large quantities of beef. Well, it was the milk that got me. I know it was. And all that sugar in the milkshakes. And I love sugar, love chocolate, love cookies, all that stuff.
Who doesn't?
And I would eat large quantities of them like a dummy. You know, my sister would make a bunch of butter tarts, and I'd eat them all right out of the freezer sometimes. She didn't catch on that I could eat them frozen just as good as fresh. And so her whole Christmas baking disappeared one year because I was standing at the freezer every night for 15 minutes. So I did it to myself, Daniel. There's no question. I was a very great example of how not to eat and expect to survive. But having said that, I don't want to clog up again. I don't even want 10% restriction. There's a reason we have over 50,000 miles of blood vessels in our body, and that's because every single cell, from your eyelash hairs to your toenails and everything in between, every single cell of those billions of cells needs blood. And so it's the number one body function, and when you have a restriction somewhere, it's going to end up a problem. You know, you've seen people with bluish-gray lips or skin. Well, that blood's not getting to their skin. That's a problem. When I first met this,
cold feet. My brother-in-law.
Yeah.
He had the. We'll talk probably about the ear crease. He had the ear crease. He kind of got scared. He heard an interview with you. He got on them, and he started taking them. And the first thing he noticed was, well, my feet aren't cold anymore.
Beautiful. Diabetics, Daniel. And I've talked to so many. I can promise you.
Let me tell you about
it. Can change their life in a big, big way. The pain. So many of them are on pain pills. You'd be surprised. You might be surprised. 8-10 pain pills a day because of the pain. They might have lost a couple of toes to start with, and then it can be their foot and their leg. I've met so many of them, and so the first great thing is to be out of pain. And then the second great thing is not to lose anything else, not your eyesight, not your another leg.
Toes.
I can tell you a lot of stories about people who were told they would lose their other leg and didn't. One man dropped his crutch in a drugstore, Shoppers Drug Mart in BC, Canada, and when he saw Jim Strauss and gave him a big bear hug in the store, because he had just found out he was going to keep his second leg. He wasn't going to lose it. So, blood flow, most important body function. That's why the Strauss heart drops, in my opinion, is the most important thing that has ever happened to the health business in world history. I can't think of a thing, Daniel, that has been a more effective product for our number one killer.
Let me tell you about kind of my experience, because I didn't have an ear crease. I'm, you know, relatively young. I'm not super young, but I'm kind of middle-aged. I'm not 70 or anything. And I decided, I hear all these things. I'm like, well, okay, I'll take it. So when I first started taking it, I wasn't sure. I'd mix it with water and I would just drink it. And, you know, I don't know. Something was going on. Maybe it was helping me. Maybe not. I don't know. I heard another interview with you where it's got to be under the tongue. Put it under the tongue. So I started putting it under the tongue and a pretty good amount of it. I was like, okay. And I felt like my body was craving it. It was really weird because some people don't feel it, but I felt like it's craving. So I was taking quite a bit under the tongue. I leave it there for 30 seconds to a minute. Goes right in my bloodstream. Then I don't remember the time wise. I probably said it on air. I don't really remember, but 2 or 3 weeks, a month, I don't know. I started to feel something going on in my chest, it's almost like a struggle, like a release, like a pressure.
Like a release of pressure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that went on in my chest.
Happened to many others where I figure that's where there was a blockage or a serious restriction that opened up finally. That's the only thing I could think of, because nobody ever suffered. It wasn't painful. It didn't hurt, did it?
No. It was just like, whoa, that's weird. You're just like, wow. And then so I took it for quite a while, pretty heavy. And then I don't know if I didn't crave it as much anymore or what. So I just went down to more of a maintenance dose, just taking a little bit. And I did that for a while. And, you know, listen to your interviews and kind of talking. I'm like, I feel like I need to take more again. So I started taking it heavy again. This is very odd. It's just almost instinctually I did all this. So I started taking more again, and it's like I started to feel not in my chest anymore. It's like in my shoulder I felt something weird, or different parts of my body I felt a little weird thing. It's like now it's going to the smaller vessels in my body doing things. It's to me, it was fascinating. I don't know. Have you experienced that, or other people experienced something like that?
Well, I just had one good thing after another happen to me 24 or 5 years ago. The first thing that happened was a hearing return to my left ear, and I would never have expected that in a million years that it was cholesterol, but that's
crazy.
The first thing I noticed. The next thing was my bronchial lungs and bronchial began to clear, and boy, oh boy, did they ever for a couple of week period after about 4 or 5 weeks, and boy, did they clear. And then, of course, my sleeping was better and deeper. My energy increased like crazy from the start of the third month on. I mean, I was in two businesses then that I'd started or co-founded. And over the next 5 years, you know, I went into three more. And I'm 66 years old now, and two new ones in this past 12 months. So
let me tell you,
fabulous, and you don't feel your age, Daniel. I don't feel 66. I'd be dumb enough to put a helmet on if somebody was dumb enough to give me one.
Let me tell you another experience I had. You know, every once in a while, I'm into natural health. I like reflexology, acupuncture, so I get a reflexology massage on my feet. So it used to be, this was, you know, however many years ago, I would get the reflexology massage, and, you know, that Chinese lady would about kill me on some of the points she put. I mean, it would hurt like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, what's going on? When I started taking the heart drops, at some point, you know, I got another massage, and I was on it a while, another reflexology massage on your feet. If you know what I'm talking about, audience, you know, they do pressure points on your feet.
Fabulous.
Okay. She did the massage again, and it did. It was like I felt pressure, and it felt a little sore. It did not hurt anymore, and I was like, "Whoa, that is really weird." It's like, why is it getting blood flow to the different parts? I mean, that's what reflexology does. It's supposed to open chi and energy So the heart drop's already doing it or something, or what? I don't know. Do you have
Don't forget, Daniel, the heart drops also have shown to be a great blood cleanser. And you know what I was amazed at, and I'm embarrassed to say where I had it in my body, but my iridologist and my reflexologist both told me I had issues. The iridologist told me I had heavy metals, and that would specifically be lead, because when I was young and even dumber than I am now, I would melt the battery tops and ladle them out into molds, and there I am breathing the lead fumes, you know, trying to make a living for me and my mother and dad. Anyway, so I went to see him, and he told me that, and I wasn't surprised. I told him where I thought I got it from years ago as a young person. And about 6 months later, when I went to see Chris, the iridologist, he said, that's amazing. You don't have heavy metals there anymore.
What?
And I'd been taking the Strauss heart drops, of course. And so it's a great blood cleanser. I mean, it's amazing. Our bodies, here's the bottom line, Daniel. Our body is like a perfect machine. If there was anything perfect created on this planet, it had to be the human body. And amazing what we can do and what we can recover from and how we can rebuild ourselves and so forth, and our cells regenerate, so long as it gets nourishment and so forth. But there's nothing like the human body. So when we do things like use Strauss heart drops, support ourselves with the vitamins and minerals that we aren't getting in our food anymore. It's not in the soil, so it's not in the food, so it's not going into us. So we need these supplements today, full spectrum minerals, vitamin C, vitamin D3, a vitamin B compound. We need these. We're not getting them today. Simple as that. You cannot get them. It's not in the food. So we need those to start with. But an amazing piece of equipment, the human body, if we support it. And one of the things that it needs to be supported is blood flow everywhere, Daniel, or we wouldn't have, you know, we're largely made up of blood vessels and veins, if you think about it. There's 50,000 miles in us, whether you're a big person or a small one. So, I mean, it's amazing and what our bodies can do if we do the right things and give it what it needs. So the Strauss heart drops, who knows if they had these cholesterol problems in generations past. Jim Strauss had a problem by age 59, that was 1980. He had a problem. But I don't know how common it was way back then. I lost some uncles to heart attacks and a grandfather. So whenever we started, whatever we did with our diets and being exposed to chemicals and factories, who knows, Daniel? Blood flow has been an issue. Heart attack and stroke, number one killer. And the Strauss heart drops, I'm telling you, are just... they're just something else. They are like a miracle. And I'm only here talking to you because of them, Daniel. I know that. And I know Joyce loves the heart drop, too. She saw miracles as well.
We got about 4 or 5 minutes left. The kidney support, the CardioCalm, and then also the Tranquil and the REM sleep. Just briefly talk about all those and what people can expect and how important these products are.
Well, people are suffering anxiety and they're anxious, Daniel. If you don't know if you're going to have a job or when you'll get back to it so you can get your proper income again, your full paycheck again, people are anxious. They're not even seeing their families, a lot of people, and we're social creatures. We're not seeing our friends and so forth. So there is a lot of anxiety. That product of Dr. Pfeiffer's Tranquil is some kind of product. It's 100% natural. Dr. Pfeiffer, he's explained it to both of us, Daniel. I know he has you as well, just how he formulated these REM sleep and this Tranquil. And boy, he did a good job, and it keeps working. That's the thing about the Tranquil and the REM sleep for sleeping issues. It keeps working, and that's because Dr. Pfeiffer formulated it to go to the source of the problem, just like the Strauss products do. So if you have sleeping issues, try the REM sleep. It's fabulous. In my little study, Ken Daniel, 44 or 45 people. That's a pretty good batting average, just like Dr. Pfeiffer promised. Tranquil, the same thing, great product. The CardioCalm and Kidney, these are generations old original formulas that worked for me years ago, 20 odd years ago the first time. I'm taking them again now, Daniel. I'm almost on a course of them. Soon the bladder will be out and be available, and the prostate will be out. Well, it might be early fall even yet. It's in Health Canada's hands, but the original formula, bladder and prostate, fabulous products. REM sleep, you know, Iron Earth. If you're growing a garden, try the Iron Earth, folks. Leave the chemicals alone. This is a soil remineralizer, all the minerals in it, all the humate acids, fabulous product. If it's not in the soil, it can't go in your veggies. If it's not in the veggies, you ain't getting it, simple as that. Fabulous flowers grow, bloom 2 to 4 weeks earlier with Iron Earth, and trees like Japanese maples, Daniel, at the same point when they came from the greenhouse to the retailer, Canadian Tire, they were 18 inches higher. So just a great product, and if you have a veggie garden, why not eat 100% natural? It's just the best thing with all the things your produce is supposed to have in it.
Well, fantastic. I know the my mother, I got my mother-in-law on that kidney formula because she had some blood pressure issues and she had some water retention stuff, and she's really noticed, I mean, pretty quick, she's really noticed the difference. And
yep, fabulous.
Just fabulous. The, you know, the sleep, you may not think that you don't get sleep, you don't get into that REM reparative state. If you wake up and an hour later you're kind of groggy, or even when you wake up you just can't quite wake up, try that REM sleep. Try that REM sleep and see if it may, and if you, anxiety, we don't even realize how much stress or how much anxiousness we feel. Just give it a try. And, there's no reason to go through life in pain and fear. And if you can do some things that help, a good night's sleep, you're designed to, persevere. You're designed to achieve. You're designed to endure all this and to succeed. And so these things help you, and we're very proud to offer them, and very excited, very proud to have Wayne on as always. Wayne, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Last thought is yours, my friend.
Well, it's great to be with you again, Daniel. It's great to be with everyone on the radio, and just look after yourself, folks. Your health is your wealth, and you have to put some attention and awareness to it, because nobody's going to look after you if you don't look after yourself.
All right. Well, God bless you. It's a pleasure to talk to you as always, Wayne. We'll talk to you, I think, next week. So,
you bet, Daniel.
God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Get ready. Get prepared. Love the ones that you care about. Hold them close. And thank you for joining us today. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.